with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the house of one of the leading Pharisees. He said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or sisters or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. One memory indelibly etched in my mind is how I would fight with my brother and sister growing up. One of us was always upset with the others about something, and it didn't matter if it was trivial or titanic. We were sure it was the other person's fault. My parents bemoaned this childish Cold War we waged by saying, "All we want is for our children to get along and not fight with each other." Have you ever felt that way with your children? Well, very ironically, I remember thinking something similar about my parents. "All I want is for my parents to get along and not fight with each other." It's funny how all families fight, but we see the problem clearer in others than in ourselves. Now, some argue that God and religion are the root causes of our fighting. Do you remember that lovely little song by John Lennon called Imagine? He sang, "Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Aha." He goes on. "Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace." In other words, without religion or politics, we'd have a more peaceful world. After all, aren't these the two topics that people fight the most over? Richard Dawkins, the argumentative atheist, asserted in his book called The God Delusion that religion was the main motive for most of the wars in human history. God and religion are the real reasons we fight. In the first reading today, St. Paul also seeks a solution to all the fighting, but he finds the answer in Jesus Christ. He writes, "If there is any encouragement in Christ, any solace in love, any participation in the Spirit, any compassion and mercy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking the same thing." In other words, he's saying, like my parents, "Can't you all just get along and not fight with each other?" But instead of just complaining about it, he urges the Philippians to invite Jesus to touch and heal their hearts. You see, it's only when Jesus declares peace to the wars raging in our own hearts, that we can live in peace with others. Albert Einstein said, "Peace is not merely the absence of war, but the presence of justice, of law, of order, in short, of government." And the first place, we might add, to implement that justice and law and order is in our own hearts. If you never establish peace inside of you, you will never find it outside of you. Folks, have you been fighting with anyone lately? Are you fighting with your brothers and sisters like I used to? Are you fighting and arguing angrily with your spouse like my parents used to? With only 1 week left before November 8th and the election, are you picking political fights? Do you wage a cold war on the internet against invisible enemies by what you post on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram? Do you fight with God and blame Him for your problems and pains like Dawkins does? Well, may I suggest that a bigger battle rages inside of you that you may be ignoring. Ask Jesus to heal the wounds of war in your heart and to establish His peace there first. If the peace of Christ does not reign in your hearts, it is useless to imagine peace anywhere else. Praised be Jesus Christ.